Hi, everyone. My name is John L. Stanizzi, and I'm going to read to you from my brand new book called Feathers and Bones. And before I do that, I want to say thanks to Joe for inviting me to read here at the incomparable Jerry Jazz Musician magazine. Thanks a lot, Joe. I really appreciate it. The poem is called Fledging, and it's a poem for Charlie Parker. And it begins with an epigraph from Charlie. He said, I realized by using the high notes of the chords as a melodic line and by the right harmonic progression, I could play what I heard inside me. That's when I was born. Charlie Parker, Bird. This is Fledging. The woodshed was the hunting ground for wings of notes, black suits and ties, hipster hats and smoke rings of notes. Was Robert Johnson alone, hellhound on his trail? Was a deal made? Was Bird Satan's plaything of notes? The bird myth summons indulgence, mental illness, but the music is joyous. It's all things of notes. The healthy bird whirled about our heads, calling us from Kansas City to the Ozarks, strings of notes. But the caravan to the Ozarks had a crash. 3 broken ribs, a fractured spine, a king of notes. They had traveled such a long distance for that wreck, for that long pain, for that permanent ring of notes, for that future collision where being strung out meant avoiding shadows where death's offspring of notes have loomed out in plain sight since the ages of want. In New York, crank careened in your brain, slings of notes. Relaxing at Camarillo was just a break, booze till your return when you would find limbs of notes. Though we thought we might, we couldn't pass through your pain. Bebop still hidden in Cherokee, hymns of notes. 15 hours in the woodshed meant more than work. It meant patience, secrets, and endless springs of notes. Slowly, Bird's blazingly fast solos began to erupt into chromatic magic, spins of notes. The confines of the simpler jazz solos were raised. He had been able to hear it, but not play it. He needed higher intervals to find the tunes. He could hear them, but couldn't play those spears of notes. Then one night in a chilly house in 39, his birthday, Bird came alive, a frontier of notes. Through stone walls of drugs and pain, bebop emerged, and the moldy figs were given their ears of notes. Thanks so much, everybody. I appreciate it.